it's a lot of activity. You know, it's the popular thing, so it's, you know, kind of nice to be able to get anybody there, but I'm not really too much of a fan for it. It's nice because it's, you know, relatively, well, I guess you're not supposed to, the purpose is it's supposed to be low transmit power, but you can do fairly well with it. So that's kind of one thing I like about it, but I'm not really too keen on the idea that it's really just the quick signal report and then that's it. Not really any chance for any type of QSO or to, you know, find out, you know, more of what type of antenna, anything like that. So it's a little bit dry for me on that. It all depends. I do a lot of contesting with kind of the same thing. You know, it's really just not even a name. It's really just a signal report and a call sign, and off you go. But I would like to get, we got a couple Whisper desktop radios that they got to see about putting out, you know, the vertical just for them. That way I can just do it just for checking propagation. And that'll be something else I'll have to do. Get it all displayed on, I forgot which one's closed down now, but it's Ham Desktop, I think, is one of them. So, I have to start doing that so I can have them all displayed, but yeah, I'm not really too crazy about FT8, you know. I know some people, I don't really know how to do it, so I'm not really too concerned about it, but I know some people have it set up so that they can just do it automatically, so that way you recognize the call sign, send your report, and then log it. So that doesn't really seem like a whole lot of fun to me, really. But, well, Chris, I'm going to probably listen out for your return here, and I'm going to run out here, and I'm going to go grab some dinner here. I'm going to be lazy today, just run in here and grab some Jersey Mike's. So I'll listen on out for you, Chris. W8RIT.
I missed you at the swamp Saturday, but it was good. The Livonia swamp. There's a lot of them out there. I mean, whatever you want to get into it, the radios are pretty much priced the same. But you got to get a registry number for each one of them that you get into. It'd be nice if they had one registry number and it covered everything, but it doesn't work that way. I had two registry numbers on DMR, and I got one on D-Star. I had one on P25, and then come to find out, you didn't need one on P25. Well, doggone. But I would imagine if you, same thing would be as for Fusion and everything else. Right now, when I get on D-Star, when I key the microphone, my radio identifies for me. And I mean in voice. Digital voice comes out and it says W-I-8-X. And whoever's out here, they, you know, they know I'm out there. And if I key the mic several times, it's like sending a CQ. And or else they get on and just say CQ, you know. And the contacts are always good. And then if you get on a reflector, like I hang out on reflector 66 Delta, which is somewhere along Route 66, I talk to the whole world on that reflector. But I keep the tabs with Russ, who used to be N8MYO. He's now N4RTD, lives in Lakeland, Florida. Steve, N8FM, who used to be N8JVN at one time. And we act on that reflector all the time. And it's great. Made some new friends down in Florida, down there, and some poor guys there. They got cold weather down there. Well, right now, it's probably warmer than it is here, but it's still cold to them. I mean, once the temperature gets down below 75, they're lighting their furnaces. I know we think it's crazy, but that's what they're, you know, their blood is thicker than ours, you know, or thinner than ours, and that's what they're used to. But and I got to sign out too because I got to go make some dinner and that. I got a club meeting to go to tonight, and my the guy that's going to give me a ride is coming by at 6:30. So 7-3, Dave, take care. I hope you make a decision. It's no rush. WI.